Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, if you missed any part of hour number one, I want to just start with some really big breaking news. The Supreme Court issued 4 rulings this morning. The probably the one that is going to get the most news play is New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin. And in a 6-3 ruling written by Justice Clarence Thomas, the court has laid down the law that New York cannot restrict law-abiding citizens from being able to apply for and receive a concealed carry permit. Their highly restrictive means of taking away the right to keep and bear arms that shall not be infringed has been struck down by the Supreme Court of the United States of America, and the Second Amendment has been upheld. So we're glad for that. We're very, very, very glad for that. As is often said, the Second Amendment is what defends the First. So God ultimately defends it, but the Second Amendment certainly is our means by which to defend ourselves from an overreaching and tyrannical government. I'm very pleased to welcome back to the program. He is revisiting a significantly historic event that took place in our United States. 50 years ago, on June 17th, 1972, operatives from President Nixon's re-election campaign broke into the Democratic Party headquarters at Watergate Hotel. Were it not for a night guard who noticed that a door was taped open, not once but twice, that break-in may or may not have been discovered. My former corporate attorney from back in the day, Troy Wilkinson, actually did his law thesis on that whole situation. And he told me one time, he said, you know, at the end of the day, the bottom line is it was trespass. Because in order for it to be breaking and entering, the door had to be locked. The door wasn't, not only was it not locked, but it just pushed open or pulled open. Actually, I believe it pushed open. Because as the guard discovered, it was taped so that it would be able to be pushed open. So, it was interesting. But I want to welcome John O'Connor to the program. John, welcome. Good to have you.
Well, good to be with you.
So lots of, obviously many lives changed. The Mitchells, John Dean, G. Gordon Liddy, obviously the Chuck Colson, resignation of President Nixon, his entire political career really is shaped by the narration surrounding Watergate for many. Gerald Ford's life was forever changed. A lot of people's lives were forever altered by this. You suggest that this is a script, if you will. I don't want to call it a script as much as a blueprint that has been used repeatedly in the attack and assault on political figures that the opposition wants taken out. And it's funny that Hillary Clinton was right in the middle of all this.
Well, that's right. And one of the things to look at is, in addition to the lives being changed of the people you mentioned, think about the South Vietnamese boat people. That was dramatically altered by Watergate because the Democrats got a power and they just yanked all the funding.
Yes.
How many real estate people were put under because of Carter's inflation? He never would have been elected without Watergate. Yeah. So the profound effect is amazing. But what you're more to your question, it was clear that not only was Watergate the most important political scandal in our country's history, perhaps in world history, if I may be melodramatic, I don't think I'm wrong. It was journalistically impelled. And without the journalism, none of this would have happened. It would have been a minor blip on the record, like so many other things in our country's history.
Right.
But the Post found the magic formula, and they put sensational journalism at the service of partisan ends. Now, what was so enticing about Watergate was, and you and I discussed this offline, that apparently the appearance of it was that this was a campaign operation. My gosh, it's somebody from the committee to reelect the president was in the offices. A White House consultant was across the street supervising. Looks like it's something that was cooked up by President Nixon and his campaign director, John Mitchell. That's what it looks like. And it looks like, because you're in the DNC, it looks like it's for campaign purposes. So if you have, and the only paper covering this originally was the local Washington, D.C. Paper, which had access both to the local police and the FBI, and as well had access to the DNC, with whom they were Siamese twins. The Post was a Democratic paper. So what happens is you have a monopoly on the story, and you also have the appearance
of what you want. That is to say, guilt by the highest levels of the Nixon administration. Now, in fact, as I just wrote in my book, The Mysteries of Watergate, what really happened, it just came out a couple of days ago, The Mysteries of Watergate, what really happened. I explain how, from the outset, the Post covered up those facts that shows you that what is apparent is not real. Now, you just mentioned about the tape being found on the doors. I asked your audience, all the burglars were in the offices. They no longer needed to get in the building. You don't need the tape on the locks anymore. The tapes on the locks are to get in, not to get out. Right. Anybody can exit a fire door. We all know that. We all have offices where that's the whole idea of a fire door. Where there's a fire, you push your way and you get out. So those doors need not be taped, but yet they were. The tape was removed. The burglars knew it. And somehow the chief of the team, James McCord, elected to not only to tape them the second time, but not to remove the tape. They needed it the second time to get in, but he told all the burglars he'd remove the tape. Well, he hadn't. Why? I go through that in my book. Then they are wiretapping not any political figure in the DNC, but they're wiretapping an unprepossessing minor official that's not even with the DNC, but an associated outfit that has nothing to do with the campaign. Nothing about this had anything to do with the campaign, and the Post knew it. They also knew that there was likely infiltration. Two of the seven people, four were Cubans from the Bay of Pigs, a CIA operation, and two people on the seven-person team were former CIA agents that just happened to retire within the last couple of years before and just happened to get jobs with the with the White House and the committee to reelect. And the seventh guy was on the team only because he had access to the money, the campaign money. So what I go through in my book is what the evidence really was, how the Post had that evidence and hid it. Now, ironically enough, everybody thinks that they're these stealthy reporters, energetic reporters looking for stealthy facts, trying to uncover what the White House knew. The facts are just the opposite. The Post knew everything right away. The Oval Office was befuddled. Nixon was scratching his head as to what had happened. Everybody thought that somebody in the White House was lying about who had authorized this. And so Nixon was covering up, very modest cover-up, but he was covering up nonetheless for an unknown senior aide.
Right.
But there was no, if the Post would have told us the truth. He would have known, Nixon would have known, that there was no senior aide to protect, and that the person advising them, a junior guy by the name of John Dean, was up to this in his eyeballs. But the Post withheld information not only from the public, but from the White House. So we have an odd kind of cover-up. The real cover-up of Watergate is by the paper. So then what do? They not only, by covering it up, rather than getting caught later on, and being humbled, they get Pulitzer Prizes. The reporters buy mansions. The paper becomes prestigious and worldwide, no longer a local rag. And so you get rewarded for political impact. Everything today is a gate because Watergate was so impactful. It's the mark of a scandal to have a gate attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
But where does that leave us? It leaves us with, when young people go to journalism school for political, to change the world, they're really saying, I want my journalism to have political impact. It isn't great political impact to say, well, you know, here's this situation. On the one hand, the people say that Trump's colluding with Russia, but look at these facts over here. They seem to belie that fact.
Mm-hmm.
And let's discuss it. Oh, no, that's no fun. That's no fun. Because your readers are not, you know, you're not punishing somebody. You're not getting at somebody. You're not going for a scalp. It's almost like we all.
There's no blood.
There's no blood in the water.
There's no blood in the water.
Right. And we do all have an instinct, primordial instinct, that we probably like dancing around a fire and getting ready to go out and do battle with our enemies, you know, and there is something about that. And so really that's the kind of spirit that this type of journalism engenders, as opposed to you know, our prefrontal cortex where we're rationally thinking about things. You know?
Yeah, no, you know? I understand. Absolutely. Well, and so what we learned or what was gained out of Watergate from what I'm hearing you say, John, is that we have a situation now where again, journalist students used to go to journalism school in order to learn how to find the truth and how to articulate that properly and the methods that you would use. Now it doesn't have anything to do with the truth. It literally has to do with the ability to be able to manipulate the minds and the hearts and the ideas of a culture. Like you said, they want to change the way that culture is impacted, and the way to do that then now they believe is through journalism. It's one thing to be an opinion writer and to write opinion, and certainly that has its place, but to write opinion under the guise of being a pure investigative reporter is deception. And that's what journalism school is doing. We're going to jump out here for a quick break. When we come back, more John O'Connor, author, The Mysteries of Watergate. If you pick it up on Amazon, please use Amazon Smile.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800 800-656-1943. Promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is John O'Connor, author of The Mysteries of Watergate. The Mysteries of Watergate, and you can find it at Amazon if you'd like to go over there. You can use Smile Amazon. I know, Amazon's not great, and we don't necessarily love supporting what they're doing, although there is not, in some instances, an alternative right now. At any rate, use Smile Amazon, take some of that money and use Faith Harvest as your chosen charity, and you'll be donating to help us to save India and to save America right here at Chosen Generation Radio. So Faith Harvest Church, select that charity at smile.amazon, and you'll help us out and pick up John's book, because it will enlighten you. The Mysteries of Watergate. All right. So talk to me. You mentioned about putting gate on the end of things as an example. Talk to me about the parallelism or the formula of sorts that connects Watergate to, say, Russiagate.
Well, both of them concern matters of presidential scandal. In other words, there was the accusation that the president had done something wrong. In both cases, the president happened to be someone that was not favored by the liberal/progressive media. And the publicity was used as a way to get rid of that politician that was not favored. Those things are absolutely what the gate was about in Russiagate. Now, there was a little bit of difference as we proceed 50 years from Watergate. In Watergate, at least ostensibly at the beginning, it looked like on the surface that this was a White House approved operation. It was not, and it had nothing to do with the campaign, but it could look like that. And one of the heroes of Watergate is my client Mark Phelps, aka Deep Throat, who was trying to be truthful and, more than that, learned in his critical assessment of how to look at the evidence. In other words, he was sort of an expert witness. But what happened in Russiagate was that that now enticed by the liberal media, the FBI now no longer was a straight arrow, as in Watergate, but rather realized that they could get political power themselves by cozying up to Hillary and by doing her bidding and putting together Russiagate. They knew it was a farce. They knew what they were doing, and they did it. And they consciously, the FBI, Hillary's campaign, and the media all got together to make this a gate. And smear Donald Trump. That's what it was. First, not to get to prevent him from being elected. After he was elected, it was a way of getting him out of office. And so that's what gates are all about. It's about a scandal that has existential implications for the regime that is being targeted. And that's what Russiagate was about. And that one almost succeeded. I mean, think about it. And here's the thing. As in Watergate, remember, what Nixon was charged with at the end of the day was a couple acts of obstruction, by the way, counseled by a conflicted White House counsel. But nonetheless, he did obstruct justice. But so everybody forgot about what the underlying crime was about. The underlying crime had nothing to do with the campaign. Everybody forgets about that because you forget about the burglary. These guys got arrested. Of course, they were burglaring. Nobody went back to really determine what had really happened and the whys and wherefore of it. So think about Russiagate. If it happened that Trump made one false statement someplace, then he would be tarred as with cover-up. And now all of a sudden we would indict Trump and he would be out of office. And nobody would look underneath the covers to see that the whole charge, the essential charge which he was lying about, was false to begin with. But they would get him and people would say, aha, we've got him. And nobody would come back and look at the underlying charge of whether or not there was any of this Russian collusion. And that's what happened in Watergate. Nobody went back and looked at the burglary. I go through that in my book, Mysteries of Watergate, and show what the burglary was really about. And once you realize that it had nothing to do with Nixon or the White House, he was covering up for something he had knew nothing about and was advised falsely by a younger guy. Same with Trump. If Trump would have talked to the investigators, and they definitely wanted him to talk, knowing Trump, I mean, he would have fibbed. That's his nature. He's a real estate developer. He has trouble, you know, saying anything without a little bit of embellishment. Okay. He gets, if they ever got to him, he would embellish. They would charge him with obstruction, the special counsel, and he would have been gone. So we came within a hair's breadth of him being impeached.
Well, something else too, and we didn't, maybe we'll get into this next time, but you mentioned something about the South Vietnamese boat people as well. A lot of people don't realize that in the late 1960s, when Nixon first came into office in 68, 69, he had basically put together a deal that would have ended the Vietnam War. Vietnam would have been united, and we would have funded the equivalent of about a $4 billion reconstruction of Vietnam, very similar to what was done to Japan. But Kerry and McCain were used to torpedo that, and in 1972, that was back in peril, and the people who didn't want that to happen were concerned, I'm sure, and trying to figure out how to stop it.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a green fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm very, very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. Disney is holding true to its exposed video. Marvel fans are up in arms over the feminization and queerness of the Marvel projects. Obi-Wan has been castrated and the male roles reduced to promote a femdom agenda. Huge ads are running trying to lure children in and talking about feeling like a kid again while darkness looms. It's like a little Red Riding Hood or Sleeping Beauty nightmare being pursued by the hunter scene in real life. And I welcome. He is still a member of the Disney cast, trying to work from the inside and to represent the voice of hundreds of thousands of Disney employees around the world who don't believe in the nonsense that I just read, but who actually do believe in Walt Disney's original vision for a family-friendly, family-oriented, traditional-valued theme park where families and children and parents and grandparents could come together and create memories. And I want to welcome Nick Catarano to the program. Nick, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, Pastor Greg. Thanks for having me back. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
Well, you know, when I messaged you, I guess it was late last week. I said, "Hey, man, I'd love to get you, you know, back on the program to talk about, you know, what's going on." And I sent you that. And can I read your response? Is it okay if I read your response?
Sure. Yeah, that's exactly what came off the top of my head.
So Nick writes me back. He says, "Not only Disney, but since we talked recently, seems like hell is unleashed and dragged kids and drag and kids and their parents, even in churches, are teaming up all over the country. There's definitely a massive push going on, and I think the key is once kids see many of these things, they can't unsee it." And they have their beachhead to fully access these children's. It's a full on attack and assault on our children, and you know, to begin at what many would, maybe people haven't heard this in a while, to write, but it's the happiest place on earth. I mean, that was the key phrase as I grew up for Disney. It was the happiest place on earth. And now it's become, for children, the place next to their schools. This is the place you go when you want to introduce your kids to predators, it seems like. I'm sorry, but that's just how I'm seeing it.
Yeah, Pastor Greg, the more time that passes and the more I just scan the news and look at all these craziness going on, recently here in Florida. Now we have videos, especially through Liv's of TikTok. She's been exposing a lot of that. There's in bars, and here there was a church in Naples, and they're having drag shows, and they're bringing children in without parental consent, and they're bringing and parents. I had somebody that was there protesting in Naples, and he said they wouldn't let the parents in the door, and the parents had dropped their kids off. God knows what they were thinking. But then even the police are protecting them. And he said, then the police came around and took his tags off his car for even being there. And you think, what the heck is going on? I mean, like, you know, I could understand police having to do their duty and stand there, but why are they taking the tags off of the car of somebody who's protesting what's inevitably, I mean, what's clearly wrong.
Right.
And this is just seems to be, I mean, you know, you had State Farm and then Fisher Price and all, you know, ESG scores, if we can go into that, but all these things are geared towards doing to breaking these kids open and introducing them. And I was listening to my friend who's helping Gary Ravine. He's a Republican candidate for governor in Chicago. People got to really check him out. And he brought in Yako Boydens. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of him, but he's been in the sex trafficking fight and fighting for children. Trump brought him into the administration for a little bit there. And he basically says, you know, these images, that once these kids see these images, mm-hmm. they don't unsee them. And they right. they begin the grooming process. And all these companies and all these things, they've been hijacked. Somebody's orchestrating all this. There's no way that all of a sudden drag shows for kids and bars all simultaneously just happened with all this happening right. at Disney. It just seems like, you know, whether Satan's pulling the strings and getting all his minions at one time going, let's go, it's time to go. But it feels like, yeah, that may be the case. But I think, too, I think here on Earth, somebody's orchestrating the timing on this. And it's very organized. And it's an assault.
You mentioned something to me that in the green room that I think is worthy of exploration. And that is that there's a long-term perseverance. We're not going to give up until we think we've won or until we have destroyed what we are aiming to destroy. And I would take this all the way back, you know, to the 1960s and what happened there. And I know people go, oh yeah, okay, you talk about the sexual revolution. Folks, that's the pimple. Okay. That's the pimple and the pus. The actual clogging of the pore was the Marxists and the communists and what was identified in the book, The Naked Communists, right, Nick? The 45 goals of the Communist Party, which was entered into congressional record in 1963. Right. Sadly enough, after the Supreme Court had already dismantled a great deal of the pillars of our culture that document said the Marxists want to do. Everybody, and I'm going to throw this out too. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to bogart our time here. But you know, everybody gets after McCarthy, goes, oh, McCarthyism. Have you heard that term? You know, oh, it's McCarthyism.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Well, but here's what's missed. McCarthy was on target. I hate to tell you this, but McCarthy was on target. McCarthy knew what was actually going on. And what the communists and the Marxists were doing, because they told us coming out of World War II what their intentions were. Our intel, that's how the Naked Communist book came about. Our intel people who were embedded knew that. Patton knew it. Patton said, hey, wake up. We're here. We've got our army here. We're ready. Let us go in and liberate the Russian people from the Marxists. They're going to be, the Marxists are the Nazis of tomorrow. Let's end this now. And they killed him for it, Nick. That wasn't an accident. They killed him.
Yeah. You know, I think part of the clogging of the poor, at least in this aspect, as I like to say, the tool in the Marxist toolbox is sexualization of kids.
Yes.
The Kinsley report.
Oh.
You know, that when you dig into what they were able actually to do under two presidents and how they would abuse children night and day just for experimentation and mind control. And that everything we understand or think we understand about sex and society and social context came out of that Kinsley report. This man went and interviewed Aleister Crowley and his terrible theatrics. I wouldn't call them theatrics, but experiments. And I guess
5 month old children in graphs on pages 33 and 34 of his report, which was brought before Congress, and then the woman who brought it was attacked for bringing this information forward. Five-month-olds. They wanted to see how many orgasms would a five-month-old have when stimulated, and the five-month-old had 27 orgasms in a 24-hour period. It's in the report, Nick. It's literally written in the report, and then his conclusion, because they tortured this five-month-old baby, the conclusion was babies like sex just like adults.
It's sick. It's sick when those images and those thoughts, it's just horrific. You just want to shut your mind down. But to think that governments and people were okay with doing this. And you know, I think most decent people, and they might believe, you know, children, you know, for their better good, have a right to explore, whatever rationalization people do to themselves. But what they don't realize is that the roots of this tree, when you lift under the hood, it is so dark, evil, and sinister on so many deep levels.
Yep.
They would be horrified if they dug in and really understand the roots of what we're watching now. None of this, you know, I really encourage people to look up Yaku Bodin's, B-O-O-Y-E-N-S.
Okay.
Look up some of his stuff.
Oh, yes. Oh my gosh. I've got his phone number. I've been trying to get, he was out of country. I was trying to get him on the show. We'll have to talk and get him on. I'd love to get him on with you, and maybe we'll have you guys come on Skype and have a conversation. We could probably talk for like an hour. I know exactly who we're talking about. I've heard wonderful things. My friend Johanna Loeb talks about him. He's incredible. Something else that people need to watch, and I promote it. I actually play their promo on the show because I've watched it. It's called The Mind Polluters. The Mind Polluters. It's a movie about this stuff. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nega products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a green fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a green fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right, here we go.
Hey, okay. Guys, welcome. Thanks so much for being with me. I know you all have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I am absolutely thrilled. My dear friend, Johanna Loeb, has been trying to get me connected with a gentleman who has jumped onto our call. And Nick mentioned him and was like, man, this is the gentleman we need to be speaking with. And I'm tickled that he was able to pick up and take a few minutes to be with us. I want to welcome to the program Yako Boyens. Yako, welcome. It's just an honor to have you. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, Pastor Greg, thank you. Feelings mutual. And also, Nick, appreciate it. Thank you for the time this morning.
Well, please. So let's get right to this, because we're talking about rescuing our children. And we're talking about what is happening and the manipulation. You said, Yako, and I don't know if you, how much you can talk about it, but that there's some issues specifically going on in the Chicago area. But in general, and I don't know if you're familiar with The Mind Polluters. It's a documentary, yeah, documenting a lot of this stuff. Talk to me about the things that you're seeing. And I think really the topic is the acceleration of the efforts to pervert and capture this generation and victimize them.
Yeah, look, it's a very, very hefty subject matter that will take hours to unpack in full, but in cliff notes and broad stroke, and thank you for the opportunity, we have to realize, and this is year 28 for me fighting child sexual exploitation and sex trafficking. So it's been a very long journey, And we've had the privilege because of that to see things coming. And we're typically pretty early, like comprehensive sex ed in 2020. I wrote an op-ed for Newsweek that was published pre-COVID. And I said, this is coming. And people laughed at it. I said, they will sexualize 10-year-olds in the classroom and then they'll move to kindergarten because we tracked it from Scotland. And this, of course, this manifesto that was written by the World Health Organization, UNESCO from the United Nations, CICAS, which is the governing arm of U.S. curriculum, and Planned Parenthood. They wrote this manifesto together, which was based on Alfred Kinsey's work from 1952, yeah. How to Sexualize the World's Children. And now we say, why? Why, Yaku? Why? Because it is the most effective weapon to destabilize America and the American family. And it's tethered to Margaret Sanger, the attack on black family, the incentive scheme to drive the black father out of the home, you know, disproportionate abortions in the black community. It all ties together. If you attack a child, you will get the parents' attention, but you can break and destabilize families. Now, what would happen if you take arguably now 2 million children under the age of 10 in this country, if you take 2 million children and you sexually indoctrinate them, and 8 years from now, they become a voting class. They will not vote for First Amendment rights. They will not vote to protect the Second Amendment because a sexually compromised human being, particularly one that's sexually exploited, one that now has no identity, that doesn't know, am I a boy? Is it okay to think I'm a boy? What am I supposed to do? What is love? What is affection? What's the purpose of a woman? What's the purpose of sex? Those are detrimental questions asked by a child prematurely. We have a hard time dealing with it as married couples. When that is a class, and we're talking about a class of 2 million citizens, they will not. They will look at Uncle Sam, the government, and say, take care of me. I forfeit my rights because a sexually compromised individual, a victim of sex trafficking, of sexual abuse, of rape, or a survivor, they live in survival mode. Their world becomes very small. They cannot thrive. They don't know they've God-given identity. Can't go to the nations and preach the gospel. They can't help set the captives free. It is literally survive day to day. We work with survivors every single day. And so it's very, very pragmatic. It's a long game. We now see an acceleration, and you say acceleration. We have reached a tipping point where society has allowed the left to infiltrate and slowly indoctrinate children, and the left has seen that society has not pushed back. And now we're at a point where they can rapidly advance their mission, and we're now saying, where did this come from? It came from 1952. It created the sexual revolution in 1960. 1970, we wrote the obscenity exemption statute, which is what protects all of this. Just like big tech hides behind Section 230, this 1970 obscenity exemption statute makes it legal for a school to have pornographic material in a textbook, for you to have naked women on the wall in a library. It's a statute that was signed by the President of the United States. It was a statute written for law enforcement and the medical community in order to adjudicate and investigate cases of child pornography, etc. But they slipped in education and library. And so we have a massive battle on our hands, school district by school district, because the left have been emboldened, because we have not, truly have not, been watchmen on the wall, as God says in Ezekiel 33:7, and contended for our children. Now we are, but we're now contending in the middle of the lion's den, where we could have done right. It in the prairies, and, right. And that's what you have today.
Would you also suggest that it is because the church has lost the reality of the power of the cross of Jesus Christ, that they don't believe in absolute total salvation, that Christ actually did overcome sin? So they're stuck with this. They're like Peter Pan dragging this shadow around, trying to get Wendy to sew it back on again, when Christ says it's been crucified. It died with me. You are, I'm not cleaning up your old man. This isn't a cleaning up of a cadaver and putting life in it. The cadaver's dead. You are a new creation.
This is going to absolutely, there's no question. Look, I'll say this, and I'm on the blaze almost every day, and I say this all the time. For me to ask a snake not to behave like a snake, that'll never happen. Right. For me to look at people who have come in agreement with evil, who chose the prince of darkness versus the prince of light, and asking them to walk like Jesus, they're not going to do it. So then if we're saying that, then on whose hands, whose hands are the blood on? It's on the church. It's on us who have presented the gospel, who said we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, but we don't walk differently. We don't act differently. We don't speak differently. The church is so afraid. This phrase I'm about to say to you, the church is scared to death to say that there's absolute truth. The word of God, the written word of God, is the absolute truth.
Come on.
There's nothing to interpret.
Yeah. Right.
You can receive revelation from the Holy Spirit, but there's no interpretation. When he says sexual immorality is an abomination to God, it's an abomination. I don't need to interpret or think, well, did he really mean that? Did he mean a man can lay with a man? I mean, are you sure? No, it's pretty dang clear. It's 100%. If I say that I'm a son of God and he saved me and my sins are nailed to the cross, which means tomorrow morning, I don't even get to judge. I'm not my judge. I receive his grace and mercy anew. I'm supposed to become a new creation every day, refined in his image. I'm not perfect, but I'm being perfected. But I must speak the truth boldly. I must call it out. I must say that the rainbow was a sign from God that he will never flood the earth again. It's not some bastardized version of a community that wants to take a rainbow and all of a sudden, you know, change culture and change language. I love every sinner because I'm a sinner, but I cannot stay in agreement with sin. Right. I cannot handle snakes.
And I'm going to interrupt you, Yanko, and just say this. The good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ is that we have been set free from sin. And I think that's what the church is afraid to say. The church is afraid to say, you now are the righteousness of Christ. That's what scripture tells us. We are the righteousness of Christ. So yes, we have been perfected, but it's not I that was perfected. It's Christ perfected in me. Absolutely. And that is who I now am.
Gentlemen, right? You can't. There's no. Yeah.
Yep. There we go. Okay, go ahead, gentlemen. Go ahead.
I was just going to interject really quick. You know, there's so many great stories of people being set free here in Orlando at the gay nightclub shooting. There was a young man there who gave his life to Christ and turned around, and he went back to tell his story on how that moment changed his life and what coming to Christ was. And there's been a lot of these people coming back to the Pride events trying to talk, but the media won't ever tell any of those stories. They don't exist. So part of the problem is not just that the truth isn't reaching people in these communities, but that the media it will not allow these stories to break free. So it's like it doesn't exist. We see that on so many levels. And that's another problem. That's why it's so important for us to work twice as hard to get these stories out, to find these people that are having these victories in Christ and to uplift their stories. I think that's a real key component to showing the power of the gospel, because it's working out there and people are discovering it, but they're not giving anybody a chance to hear it or see it.
Absolutely, but I equate, and I love the bride of Christ, the institution of the church, the religious spirit, the legal spirit. I have no time for none, mm-hmm. because it's mm-hmm. a distraction. Mm-hmm. And the bride of Christ, when you're touched by God, when God touches your family, the Holy Spirit wants to loosen your tongue. He wants you to talk about it. He says, by the word of your testimony, mm-hmm. I don't care if a guy can't quote scripture if he doesn't know, you know, what book comes before what book. But if his story, if God touched him, I want him to shout out from the rooftops. I want him to have the boldness to say, I found my master. I found my redeemer. He is the savior. Mm-hmm. And today the church needs to be encouraged to speak the truth, to share the testimony, to share it boldly. Because look, yes, I agree with you. Media absolutely has been corrupted. But the 12 boys that walked with Jesus, 11 in one corporate place, you know, they didn't have media. They had word of mouth. And God built the church from the ground up through Jesus Christ, from 12 disciples to apostles to the upper room, 120. And here we are today, and it's a gospel that cannot be extinguished, because when I tell you what God did to me in my life, it's irrefutable. You can't argue that. We can argue over text and semantics, but when I tell you what he's done in my family, when I tell you how he saved and preserved my sister from 6 years of sex trafficking, and the woman today is on fire for God and a worship leader, and he redeemed her not just a little bit, he restored her in a way where she's a mother of three. It doesn't happen. Only Christ can do that. It's irrefutable. When the person that received the blessing attributes the blessing to God fully, boldly, and proclaim the gospel not to judge, but to bring the good news, to say for the addict today, there's a way. There's a better way. There's a way. You've been set free. Hey, you who don't recognize him, he died for you on the cross.
Yep.
He died for you, whether you
choose
him or not.
Right. Just like John 3 says, Jesus didn't say, I came into the world to condemn it. But then he says, because the world's already been condemned. It's already been condemned. So what we're doing is we're but the church is not presenting the power of that gospel message that sets people free. Look, you're talking to a guy right here that died three times. Well, four times. Went to heaven three times. Okay, I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't be here. I broke every bone in my body, literally from head to toe, except my shoulders, my elbows, and my right hip, giving my life to save my daughter's life in an accident where we impacted a truck at 55 miles an hour. I shouldn't be here. I can tell you it's real. I can tell you he's real. And I knew him before
this. It's the only true real thing that we have.
100%.
And in culture, the only thing they can do, the only thing you need to do, what did Satan do to Eve? Satan questioned her identity. Not her identity, are you a woman or a man, but her identity as a daughter of God that has a full inheritance, that lacks nothing. One who God will never mislead. He questioned identity. What are they doing today? All they need to do is question identity. When a human being does not know their identity in Christ, they live like an orphan. They live like a stray dog that's hungry versus a grafted in son or daughter of God, a most righteous, the apple of his eye, the seat of the throne, with a father that loves you unconditionally, that sacrificed his own son for you before you did a thing. A father, by the way, that knew you before he crafted you in the womb.
Yeah. Psalm 139. And Nick, to your point, no question, because those testimonies that you're talking about are the direct evidence that counters the argument. Well, I was born this way and there's no way out, and this is who I am. And the correct. And the acceptance of a phony identity, like taking a fake $100 bill and trying to say it's real.
There's a great author and she wrote a book called Born Again This Way by Rachel Gilson. I encourage people to check out her videos and that subject. And there was a great documentary, Such Were Some of Us or Such Were Some of You. I think you can find it on Amazon, and that's probably the best documentary I've seen on the subject. But I encourage people to check those out. But I feel so honored that Jocko, I was able to encourage a call with Jocko. So I feel like my job is done. I should just hang up. I can't. Nobody's going to.
No, please feel, don't. Feel, Nick, no, yeah, please don't. Thank you. Look, your voice. Look, at times I ask believers, please, let's know our God. Let's get to know his character. Not of him, know him intimately. How does he operate? What does he say? When you read his word, ask the Holy Spirit for revelation. Yes, the power of God. We have churches today will say, listen, Acts is in the past. It's in the Old Testament. No, he's creating today. He's rescuing lives today. Miracles are being performed every day. He is an actively engaged, living God. He's seated at the throne. He's alive.
Amen.
Buddha's not alive. Allah is not alive. Muhammad is not alive.
Right.
I don't care what they say about him. Not to be contentious, but they're not alive.
No, they're not.
There's only one.
Yeah.
There's one that's alive.
And I've been telling people, too, if you're at a church and the minister says, well, you know, we just can't understand God or we don't know him or run. You don't want to be in a church with a pastor that stands at the pulpit and tells you, well, you know, there's just things about God we can't understand. Then you're not reading your Bible. If you don't know him, don't preach. You can't lead anybody to somebody you don't know. I mean, you just can't. You and I, Jocko, have just met. So I need to get to know you a little better. And then when someone says to me, hey, well, what do you know about Jocko Boines? Oh, well, let me tell you, because he's my friend, because I know him.
Correct. Which is why Christians are so apprehensive to represent God as a solution, because they inherently are afraid. And this is where the Muslim-Christian conversation always comes up. Well, I just don't know enough, because they imprint the Quran into kids' heads. They recite it like parrots. That doesn't mean they don't know. They recite a document. They don't. There's no experiential relationship, right? We have a Holy Spirit that's living inside us. If we've accepted him and we're baptized in the Spirit, there's an engagement, a real tangible relationship that is more intimate than any marriage could ever be. And that you're directly plugged into the source. Every morning you wake up and you're waking up in his kingdom and you say, Father, show me. You promise you're a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. You promise you can never leave me, Lord, forsake me. Oh, but what if you make a mistake, Yaku? He can't leave me. His son's died already. He's died once. He doesn't have to die again. He died one time. Will I accept myself as a grafted in son of God, or will I choose to live like an orphan?
I think a key component too, Yaku and Pastor Greg, is that these churches, the churches that we're talking about, they're not speaking up, that are not taking a stand. And I think of the Hebrew scripture that says, we are the kind that walk by faith, do not shrink back into perdition. And I think the real danger is, while we're seeing culture fall apart and even these drag shows happening at churches, is that if we refuse to answer the call, to stand on the wall, to take a stand for Jesus, to fight for our kids, to fight for our country, if we refuse to take that stand, I think there's no two ways. You're either taking a stand and you're walking by the Spirit and you're following Jesus forward, or you're shrinking back into perdition. And I think the call is now, and we're at the crossroads where we just can't park our car and just be comfortably and go through the motions and enjoy a good moral life and the benefits of the wealth that the American dream provides. I think we're everybody's being called now to make a choice. Are you going to take a stand? Are you going to take a side? Or are you going to let the culture and the evil that's driving this culture to permeate and control and own you? And that's why it's so important that people begin to understand these issues and realize that they're all biblical Christian issues that Jesus is calling us to stand for. Because if we're quiet while they're coming after the children, what kind of Christian testimony is that? And you cannot bury your head in the sand forever. It's just everywhere now.
Nick, you're quoting Ezekiel 33:7, and it's very clear. If you do not address evil as evil, and look, Scripture says, in the latter days they'll call evil good and good evil.
Right.
And God, not Jacobians, God says, if you're lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth.
Right.
We have a lukewarm believer body that wants to just be comfortable. We are comfortably numb. People live like, I'm saved, I'm good. It's not about you. You getting saved is like entry level. Go to the nation. It's about people struggling, suffering, children are being abused. Who's going to defend them? Who's going to defend the innocent in the womb? Who's clothing the naked? Because what you do to the least, you do to him. So we're just walking by him every day, the one who died for us. We go, you know what, it's just a little uncomfortable. It's a lot of political capital to expend. I may get attacked. Well, here's a newsflash for America, because I'm from Africa, and I'm a proud American. I am.
But here's the news for us in America. There's never been a single revival on earth without persecution. Never. You Amen. Cannot have this That's great right. American revival that everybody wants, but we don't want to be persecuted. We're so afraid of somebody in a restaurant going, dude, you're the only Christian in here. Glory to God. If I'm the only Christian in a building, it must mean that he sent me and he trusts me. I better speak up. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're the only one at the job site that's a Christian, you especially have to shine a light. Absolutely.
You know,
it doesn't mean come with hatred. You come with love, because truth without love is mean. And Jesus wasn't mean, but he was truth. He brought love. You can bring the boldest truth in any situation in love, and God will be, no weapon formed against you will prosper. You will be honored. Yes, Amen. The attack will come.
And you know what, Yanko, that's very important too. It says no weapon formed against you will prosper, and it will be you, he says, you will speak against the things that are coming against you. I was thinking also about Willie Seymour and Azusa Street. And everybody is excited about Azusa Street, but what people forget about was all of the newspaper articles that were written chastising Seymour and trying to against it. And you know how Seymour, and the way that Seymour addressed that, some of his, and they ended up being some of his greatest proponents. He brought pastors in and he let them stand in the pulpit in that little missionary building and start to try to speak against what God was doing. And he went and knelt down behind a crate while they were doing it. And conviction would fall on those pastors who tried to speak against what God was doing, and they would literally break down. And then they would say, Lord, almost like Paul, Lord, I'm sorry that I've been kicking against the goads. It's powerful.
Yep. No, we are on a knife's edge. It is the greatest honor to be alive now. What an incredible opportunity for the believer, the son and daughter of God, right now to say, God, thank you for the incredible opportunity that people are so confused. They're so desperate. If we bring them a solution, they're thirsty. They want water. Just present the truth of the gospel. Let the Holy Spirit ping those hearts. And trust me, I don't care if the person has been in a same-sex relationship for 40 years. They're seeking true value, true purpose, true love. When they meet Jesus, it's undeniable. When the gospel of Jesus Christ is represented to a person fully, he's undeniable. He's undeniable. Yeah. And so, but we've got to do it boldly. We've got to do it without reservation. This is why the Lord says, I look at your heart. What's the motive? You're feeding a kid today. Is that for your glory? Or are you feeding that child because you see that child as my son and you're feeding my son, which means you're feeding me? I'll honor that. Mm-hmm. I'll honor that. There's going to be a harvest from that. But you're doing it to your own glory, then have your glory. Mm-hmm. And so we all, look, this is an hour. We are. This Christian is the remnant. No, this is the moment where the remnant is being called. This is a Gideon, and I'll close with this for me. Nick, sorry, I don't mean to hog your time. But this is a, I'm just on fire passionate about this, because we stare evil in the face every day. Every day. This morning, we're dealing with a sex traffic victim that we're placing in a safe house. We're seeing the most vile, evil, sexual, heinous acts on children every single day of my life. And let me tell every listener, there is no way to restore that life without Jesus Christ. Factually, there's no evidence of being able to restore a life without the gospel. You cannot, because you have to have an identity change. You have to have a countenance. A new human being has to rise up. And man cannot make man new.
Right. So and politics as well. I mean, everybody's looking for a savior, or, you know, and that is the key. That's the only solution we have is Jesus. And for those that will stand, and God bless, I love Trump for his stand, for a lot of his stands, But people would stand in the rain for 14 hours. But would they stand an hour to do something to serve Jesus?
God himself spoke to me. God himself spoke to me 3 weeks before the election, and this is well documented. And look, I'm so thankful for President Trump for what he did for sex trafficking. But America deified Donald J. Trump. They deified him. And God will not be mocked. Moses went up the mountain. He gets the Ten Commandments. He walks down. His nation built a golden calf. He goes, wait a minute, you sent me up the mountain to go talk to God because you need answers. I come back down and you made a false god? Donald Trump's not God. He never said he was, but he was deified by people. He will save America. No man will save America.
That's right.
Jesus Christ saves America under the stewardship of men and women, sons and daughters of God that's willing to say, if I'm elected to an office, I'm going to represent the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm going to represent God. I'm going to be on my face. I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to help me with policy.
Well, here's what God showed me about that, Jocko. It's about the talents, and it's about the master who left and went away and left his servants to take care of the vineyard. We've got to remember that Jesus Christ, when he began his ministry after the desert, he said these two things. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. And he has delivered to us, I believe, in the United States because of the pilgrims that came who made a declaration that the purpose of this of founding and of being here from the very get-go was to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our founders understood that. That's how they came up with the Declaration of Independence. All men created equal, their rights endowed by the Creator, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At their understanding that those were things that God didn't just give us, but he made us with them. Life is an essential part of who we are. Liberty comes from Jesus Christ. It is an essential part of who we are. And pursuing these good things, living that good, full, abundant life is literally who I am. So when you try to take that away, we need to understand as believers that they are literally trying to rip your soul out of your body. That's what they're trying
to do. They're stealing your identity. They're robbing your inheritance. They're robbing your identity.
Yes.
And to put the kind of pressure that was happening on a Donald Trump, it's unfair to the man or the pastor. You can't. No man can live. Jesus. And this is why I tell people your pastor. Your pastor's not God. You have to engage in your personal relationship with Jesus Christ and find your true identity in him. And then you're truly liberated. And that's what they're coming after. They're coming after your sonship and your daughtership in Christ and the inheritance that comes with that, the protection that comes with that. I mean, you were in a car accident. When I was 13 years old, I got run over by a bus as a pedestrian. I got hit by a bus at 42 miles an hour, jumped a red light. I was a pedestrian. You die. 100% of the time, you die. A kid dies. He gets hit by a bus at 40. I lived. This is not. There's no explanation. Doctors don't have answers. Mm-hmm. They don't. Why is this kid walking? Well, you know, why is he playing sport? We have to come to grips with the fact that no man can solve this problem. This is a nation, family by family, to repent. Turn from our wicked ways, and then God says, I will hear your prayer, and I will heal your land.
But we don't want to hear the repent part, Jocko.
No, because it's accountability.
We want to hear the heal our land. We want to hear make everything better. We want to skip over personal responsibility and make it all about God's going to fix all this, but I don't have to change the way that I'm living. Or the
way
that our nation
is living. Do you know how many men every day tell me, Yaku, we want to help you fight child sex trafficking? Every single man. Even if I stand in a crowd. Monday, I was at a political rally and I spoke. And that room will tell you. I asked all of them, every man. I go, who wants to help me fight sex trafficking? The men raised their hands. And I said, okay, lower your hand. If you're watching pornography, you cannot help me fight sex trafficking because you're part of the problem.
Right.
Then they squirm because like, whoa, now you're asking me to take accountability. No, I just want to help fight. No, you can't engage in sexual immorality and tell me you want to go fight sexual immorality. Let's get you help. Let's get you to walk like a son of God. You don't need that stuff. Then you can fight. This is why God told Gideon, you don't have 10,000 men. You don't have 10,000 that will go into the trenches. You've got 300. And so I just got to make sure in my life that I'm part of the 300. I've got to be deployable by God. I'm not perfect, but I've got to be able to say, yes, Lord, send me. Send me to stand on the hill. Send me to defend the voiceless. So, gentlemen, thank you. Nick, I'm sorry I hogged time, but thank you very much.
Yako, anytime I can call you and get you to speak on my behalf, because what's most important is the message, and you are just the leader in this area, and God bless you. And Pastor Greg, just thank you for doing that, for calling and bringing them on. So, no, you can have my time anytime, and I will continue to see if I can drag you everywhere I go.
Well,
cool. Thank you, Nick. Thank you,
gentlemen. Thank you,
man. God bless you. Praying for you.
Thank you both.
Thank you for your voice.
Thank you both.
Appreciate it. Thank
All right. God bless
thank
you.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you guys. God bless everyone that's been watching and listening to us as we've been sharing this. I pray that you will press the share button and share this. Share this broadcast. Share what has been shared. And get involved, get engaged. Jocko Boyan's website is listed right here. You can go there. You can find out how to get involved there. You can reach out to us at chosengenerationradio.com. You can get involved with us there at chosengenerationradio.com. Together, we will make a difference. We are God's hands, his feet. We are his sons, we are his daughters, and he's called us for such a time as this. Remember, at the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.